What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is another episode of Rise and Pod with Adrian Conway. Today's a bit of a longer rant slash lecture, if you will, but I've got a really important topic. At least this is an important topic to me. Within my mind, this is an important topic to you, although you may not deem it necessary or urgent or something that you need to spend a ton of equity on, meaning like your free time, your investment, your whatever. But the title of today's discussion is nutrition. You are what you consume. Now, I'm not talking about just the food that we put into our bodies. I'm talking from a holistic perspective. And you guys might be assuming, hey, AC, don't get too metaphorical on us. Don't go too far off the deep end here. And I'm not going to go too far off the deep end here. I'm going to remain very literal. Folks, you might not recognize this, but everything that you allow into your body, and I say allow into your body because we're not always physically taking something and putting it into our body. Of course, you're not taking someone else's words and putting them into your ears. You're not taking these visual depictions and shoving them into your eyeballs, but because of what you do, because of where you are, because of where you allow yourselves to be, or because of what you put directly in front of your face and utilize for dead space, entertainment, escape. There are a lot of different things that people utilize to describe their choice of entertainment or hobbies that they find valuable. But the bottom line is, people, it matters. It really matters what you bring in, what you put in, what you let in, right? And there's clearly a lot of directions this conversation could go, but I want to bring to your attention and ask a couple questions for you to reflect on here early in this episode. The first one is, what type of TV shows do you watch? Just think about that, because clearly you're not going to respond to me. I'm not yet going live on YouTube with these episodes, but again, keep your eyes and your ears open because there are some cool things coming in the future. So, what types of TV shows do you watch? What type of music do you listen to? Again, take a moment, think about it. After you think about those two things, think about what type of movies you watch. If you're not currently being able or in the environment to reflect on these things, I would encourage you to pause the audio, pause the episode, and write some of the answers to this down. As you think about these styles of entertainment that you enjoy, even podcasts, what kind of podcasts do you like? Hopefully mine is on that list if you're tuning in on a regular basis. What are you getting from those things, right? Is it escape? Is it freedom from real life? Are you a big fantasy person? Do you like crime? Do you like suspense? Do you like violence? Do you like crude humor? Do you like foul language? Do you like sex? Like, whatever it is that you like, that you take in, consider what it does to you. How does it manifest itself in your brain? How does it change the way that you shape and or look around you, see around you, and hear around you? Because our entertainment directly affects the chemicals released in our brain and the way that we make and seem our reality, the way that we perceive our reality. So it's very important. I'm going to take this another step further, because that's trivial. That is the most, although, listen, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, again, you probably are going to underestimate the influence that those things have on you, the impact to your heart, the impact to your mind, and the impact to your soul and your spirit. That the ways that you entertain yourselves dictates everything else in your life. But of what I'm going to talk about, that has the least influence. The second one is, now take a step back and write this down if you got the mind space and the freedom here listening to this episode, or pause it and take note somewhere. Who do you surround yourself with? I'm talking people now. I'm not talking podcasts. I'm not talking about the stuff you watch, the music you listen to. I'm talking about real humans. What type of humans do you surround yourself with? What does their character reflect? What do they say? What do they do? What do they teach you? What do they listen to that you teach and or share? Because whether you like it or not, whether you acknowledge it or not, the people that you surround yourself with are a reflection of you. And I'm sure that this is not the first time that you've ever heard this, because there are many common quotes that are going to reference the fact that you are the five people that you're most close with, right? Like, take the five people that you're closest with and then bring them into a little bit of a circle here. And then that's how people are going to define you. That's likely how your life success is going to be defined as well. And there's a lot of people out there potentially listening to this episode, and they're going to say, well, Adrian, not me. I am the exception. I'm not the rule. I've always been my whole life. Well, good for you. Again, what I'm going to remind you is that these five people that you spend the most time with are going to reflect the outcome of your life. Now, some of you might end up A-okay, but imagine what you could have been and or should have been had you thought about your circle. Because again, if you're surrounded by a bunch of negative Nancys, right? That's a terrible term. I'm sorry to anybody out there named Nancy, and I'm just slandering your name like that. But if you're surrounded by negative people, don't you understand that even if you're the most positive individual in the world, that it will chip away at your very being and allow you to become more negative? And again, I'm speaking to both the rule and the exception, because the exception is going to come at me again and be like, hey, see, I'm the one that brings joy to this group, though. I'm the one that lifts everybody up, though. Cool. Again, after time, after exposure, if all you do with your group of friends is try to bring them up from the level that they sink to all the time, that level that you try to bring them to continues to get closer and closer and closer to the level that they live at. Because you can't do it by yourself. And then there's going to be this patron saint side of your mind. You're going to actually have this question, and you might approach me with this question if I was teaching you this lesson in a classroom environment, where you'd say, but coach, what about those people though? Someone's got to surround them with good people, right? Like, someone's got to teach them. Someone's got to reach to them. Someone's got to... You can't save them all, folks. That sounds like a really terrible thing to say, and I'm not talking about spiritual relationships right now. I am literally talking about these people who are negative, that you deem as close friends, that you surround yourself with, these people that don't have aspirations to take things to the next level and the next level and the next level, these people who aren't trying to find ways to grow in their marriage, these people who aren't trying to find ways to grow in their fitness. They just want to come to the gym, complain about the workout, scale like crazy because they don't want challenge and they don't want to be exposed. Right? Like, there's so many different ways for us to skin this for you, because it's very real and all of us face it in our lives. But what I'm saying is that these people, if you continue to surround yourself with these people on a regular basis and they suck most of your time from your life, you will become them. And you will become less of the version of you that you once dreamed to be, or the ones that you had the audacity to visualize. So keep that in mind. You are the five people that you spend the most time with. And that is my second point today for this particular podcast episode. And we're talking about nutrition, folks. You are what you consume. In this case, you are also who you surround yourself with. Now, we'll proceed. Number three is more of the obvious version. Folks, you are what you eat. Do you believe that? Because I certainly do. There have been times in my life as a young human where I had no idea and no clue on how to measure or scale or even value of any kind the food that I was putting into my mouth. Yeah, I knew I should eat vegetables. Yeah, I knew I should drink water. I knew I should eat some fruit. But I had no limitation on the amount of soda I was consuming. I had no limitation on the amount of processed food I was consuming. If it came from a freezer in a bag and a can, I didn't necessarily deem that as negative. I had no idea to consider the way that the food was packaged and with how much sodium or what additives were placed into this food to nullify the advantages of the food itself. You know, you can't take something out of a field and expect it to have the same type of nourishment after it's in bagged and frozen or canned and saturated in sodium so that it lasts forever, right? We can't expect those things. I had no idea. You may have no idea before listening to this podcast episode. And if you had no idea, well, that's my job. Coach Conway here is here to educate you, or at least create a bit more of awareness. But the food quality that you put in your body matters. Now, folks, I lean into this so much that I'm a big football fan, right? And I'm a big I follow Deion Sanders. If you guys don't know who Deion Sanders is, he's one of the most talented. He is probably the most talented defensive back to ever play in the NFL. When we talk about speed, agility, awareness, work ethic, swagger, he had all of it placed together. And he was able to bring it together to an apex throughout his career, right? He won Super Bowls. He did some amazing things. And the reason I bring up Deion Sanders is because now he's significant in the coaching space. He has got, this is going to be his first year here in 2023 of taking over the University of Colorado, the Colorado Buffaloes. He just went through an offseason with them. Deion Sanders, though, is known for some quotes. My man is like a walking mouthpiece. If anyone ever thinks that I can present myself well, or I can get people fired up, or I can X, Y, and Z in the field of like presence and attitude, Deion Sanders has it infinity more times than I do. And in fact, he's someone that I watch and I try to emulate in different ways, whether I'm trying to, rile up a crowd or a team or give someone motivation or share something that's challenging, because he also has a unique ability to cut to the heart with his words. But Deion used to say, "Hey, if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good. And guess what? If you play good, they pay good, baby." And I mean, he would say it with some kind of swagger that was just through the roof, right? So I'm, you know, don't compare me to Deion. I'm doing what I can do. But think about that quote. If you look good, you feel good. What does look good mean? Well, I would argue, and I'm definitely going to assume that that's relative to each of us, right? We don't all have the same genetics. Your musculature is going to look different than my musculature. My skin tone is going to look different than your skin tone. My facial hair different than your facial hair. Your physique and your swagger and your body and your height and your width and your weight and your BMI and all these different things, all different than me. All different than you, all different than everybody else. However, there is an innate reality that we all have. I don't know if it's some kind of special chip that's in our brain that God designed us with or not, but we understand and we respect that when we put in work, when we're disciplined, when we're doing the right things, man, we feel good. And it might even be a reverse psychology trick on if we actually look good or not. But I'm going to tell you right now, when I'm disciplined and I'm working hard and I'm committed to things and I'm proud of myself for the effort that I've put into making good food choices and making good exercise habits and going to sleep instead of staying up, man, I feel confident. And of course, I think I look good because I've been putting in that effort to be healthy. And health is wealth. Health is the reflection of you feeling confident within yourself. But when I do these things, it takes me to a whole new level in everything else I do. So my version of the Deion Sanders quote is, if you eat good, you look good. And if you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you play good. And if you play good, folks, they pay good. I mean this. And it sounds superficial. And to some of you, it sounds very trivial. Adrian, are you telling me that the way that I fuel my body actually affects the way that I'm paid and the money and the salary that I earn? I'm telling you that 100% of that is absolutely factual. Some of you may actually be offended by that. Some of you may think that, man, I'm overweight and I'm lazy and I'm sloppy, and you probably get paid like it too. And I don't mean that to offend everyone. What I mean to help you understand is that our physical manifestations, albeit all things that are within our control, are a direct reflection of the way that we see ourselves, the effort that we're really willing to put in ourselves, and actually the amount of love and compassion that we're willing to give to our own body that was granted to us by God, in my opinion. Take care of your vessel. Invest in your vessel. You only get one. You might as well try your darndest to make the most of it while you're here. If you are confident in the way that you fuel and you make efforts into planning to eat real food, and some of you may take it to the extent of, hey, I want to lose weight, so I'm going to weigh and measure my food. I know how many calories I need to have in because I know how many I'm putting out. I know how many pounds I want to lose, right? Like, that takes diligence. It takes sacrifice. It takes planning. It takes execution. And you're going to fall off the wagon and get back on the wagon. It's going to be a year's journey. It's going to be 2 years' journey. It's going to be a long one. But you got to understand that you have got to find a way to want to desire those things if you want to make a change, right? So if this is you out there and you're listening to this podcast and you're like, man, you know, I saw a video of Adrian. I started following him. I see he's got a podcast. I'm gonna tap in. I'm gonna see what this is about. Well, I want you to know that I'm actually here not to tell you things that always fire you up, make you feel good. I have no desire to do that. I am no cheerleader. I am not anyone who I want to make you feel good by my words, because that don't move the needle. I actually want to say some things that are going to cut you. I want to say some things that are going to offend you. And I want to say some things that are going to move you to make a list, move you to say a prayer, move you to get advice, move you to get coaching, move you to get help. Because where I would fail is if I wanted to have a podcast so that a couple thousand people could download episodes so that they could just be the same person that they were 3 months ago when they've been listening to this podcast, because that's not why I made it. I don't care how many people download it. I care that the number of people that download this podcast actually put forth the effort and the focus and have the desire to want to be better. This podcast is called Rise and Pod. It's because we think about and we try to embody different aspects of this life that we're granted, to continue to rise up with the time that we're given. And yes, that means mental. Yes, that means spiritual. Yes, that means physical. And yes, that involves the way that we fuel our body. Earlier in this episode, I talked about the entertainment, the things that you watch, the things that you listen to. Everything becomes a part of you. Is it negative? Is it creating doubt for you? Is it only creating envy? Do you only watch things that make you want more in your life? And I'm not saying it's bad to want more. Of course, I'm here to help you rise up. But what I'm saying is that we have to constantly be balancing if we're really jealous or if we're envious of someone versus if we just want better for ourselves, because those are very different things. Folks, I'm not going to stray too far from this nutrition topic, as I want to keep our focus here. Adrian, you mentioned, and this is, you know, I'm talking to myself all the time, but Adrian, you mentioned if you eat good, you look good. And if you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you play good. And if you play good, they pay good. You need energy to play good. You need to recover to play good. You need to sleep to play good. You need to not completely minimize inflammation, but balance inflammation to play good. You need to have vitamins and minerals to play good. You need to hydrate to play good. You need to have electrolytes and sodium to play good. These are the things that you need in order to play good so they pay good. And this isn't a lecture, and this isn't a discussion nor a podcast episode about making more money and increasing your salary. It's about how rich it can make you in every other aspect of your life. If you're getting older and you're lacking a sex drive, guess where the first place I'm going to ask you about is how's your nutrition and how's your sleep. I'm not going to talk about testosterone and you getting on some type of injection or pill that is going to affect either your free testosterone or your sex hormone testosterone, because that's going to be an afterthought for me. I want to see what your lifestyle habits are like. How do you eat? How do you sleep? How do you train? Let's talk about those things. How much alcohol are you consuming? What is the stress level like in your life? Because those things matter the most. So this is all a part of nourishment and nutrition. If you're really struggling with your mental health, come on. If you're really struggling with your mental health, I'm going to also talk to you about the way that you fuel your body. Maybe there's ways for us to simply balance your insulin levels so that they're a bit more steady state throughout the day. Maybe this can be a direct reflection of you not going into some type of insulin or glucose spike and needing to come down and coming down so fast that you feel like you're crashing. And because you're crashing, it makes you insecure about your performance at the job or your ability to focus or your ability to learn. And then those anxious feelings, they only get worse. Or there's an hormonal effect at play here that also makes you feel different types of emotional responses. Now, I am no specialist in regards to treating psychological disorders. I am also not a dietitian. I'm simply a performance and nutrition coach. And those are different things. So I tread lightly when I talk in specific instances like this. But what I'm trying to make this broad brush paint stroke for is that nutrition matters almost more than anything else that we do. And yet we tend to give it the least respect versus anything that we do. With that being said, I want to close with giving people an opportunity or the space or the awareness of where to start. So here's my deal. Compliance is as simple as this. Where do you start? How do you apply this a better methodology? Added sugar is not your friend. Almost in every regular human's life, right? Unless you're an elite performer and you train 4 hours a day, there's some demands there for added sugar at particular times with electrolytes. Like you're chasing performance in training in a way that you need unique nutrition considerations. For most of us, I'm going to break it down for you like this, the same way that we do at a CrossFit Level 1 seminar. You should be eating. Hey, take out your pen, take out your paper, pause the podcast episode right here, put a pen in it, because you need to write these down. If you've never heard me talk about nutrition, if you've never had a nutrition coach, I mean, this might not be earth-shattering to you. And in fact, I hope it is not, because it's more simple than it is complex. But I think it's important. And for me, ever since I found CrossFit in 2010, it has completely changed my life, my wife's life, and the way that we raise and fuel our family. Here we go. Eat. That means you should eat meat and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar. That is coming directly from Greg Glassman, the founder and creator of CrossFit, whom defined fitness in 100 words. You can find it in that. It's in an article that was written back in 2002, What is Fitness? When you eat meats and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar, you do so, and it is protective of your health. It can stave off chronic disease. When you eat this way and you do CrossFit-style training and you do it a few days a week under the tutelage of a coach or an affiliate so that we know you're doing it right, you can begin to reverse chronic disease. If you're out there, someone struggling with, Adrian, my blood pressure is through the roof. I'm on all these medications. Hey, my cholesterol is high. Hey, my resting heart rate is sky high. Listen, it's very simple, but we have an elegant solution that is eat meats and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, no sugar. Start at a CrossFit gym. Go there 2 to 3 times a week. Let's see what starts to happen. Be committed to it, though. Be diligent to it, though. Drink your water with it, though. Hey, if you're drinking 6 sodas a day, drink 5, though. And oh, and by the way, I didn't tell you to take anything away, right? Except that, hey, take the sugar away if it's possible. But that's the optimal result, the no sugar thing. That's where we want to get to. If you all try that and you're listening to this, you're like, hey, Adrian Conway said, and look at how he looks, or look at how his athletes look, or look at how they perform. If you get caught up in all that, you're not going to make it, because it has to be organic. And it has to be steady to be organic and real. You're not just going to cold turkey this thing for 30 days and then have these immaculate results, because you will have these immaculate results. But then guess what? On day 31, it's not going to look good. You're going to go and want to binge, and you're going to do things that are going to negatively affect your psyche. You're going to doubt yourself. You're going to put on 7 pounds in 3 days because you just had a ball for 3 days. And then you're going to feel like you got to get back on, but you lost everything that you gained, or vice versa, right? You gained everything that you lost. Do it steadily. An application standpoint is meet yourself where you're at. So cool. I write this down. The meats and veggies, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar. Understand that it tells you about how many amounts, right? Listen, if you've been eating poorly and you just want to come into eating high quality foods, eat as much meat and vegetables as you want. As you eat as many vegetables as you want and meat, well, then you can put some fruit on there too. You can put some nuts and seeds on there too. How much fruit though? Well, probably less than vegetables because it's some fruit. Little starch, how much starch? Well, probably less than fruit. And how much sugar? You know that it's not. And that's where we want to get to. Minimize the sodas. Cut back on the midnight snacks of junk food and processed food. You know, when we eat for health, it's really simple to just consider it in like shopping the perimeter of the grocery store. So stay to the outside, stay to the aisles, shop on the perimeter, avoid the colorful boxes, the cans, all the other stuff, and try to eat real fresh food. Plan your meals, folks. Some people get worried about wasting food or paying more. I'm going to tell you right now that eating healthy is not more expensive. It's not. Not if you plan your meals and you don't waste the food. So am I asking for you to put forth effort in planning? I am. Am I asking you or telling you that it's going to be necessary for you to put time aside to prepare food prep, to cook some protein options, to cook some turkey, to cook some hamburgers, to cook some chicken, to cook some chicken breast, to cook some chicken thighs, whatever you'd like. Oh, and don't trip. I'm gonna give you guys an example soon here of a Costco run for the Conways. I'm gonna release it as a vlog. It's gonna be called the Conway Costco Run. It's gonna be real short and simple. I'll have my wife probably make up and give some examples of the dinners that we're gonna be preparing with the food that we're gonna get, and I'll describe to you clearly, like, the way we do lunch is leftovers, simple, right? So we usually make a surplus in protein so that me and my wife can pull from it and have our lunches the next day. We don't need time. All we gotta do is heat it, nuke it a little bit. We're good to go. Maybe add some rice or some potatoes or whatever it is that we might need for a starch, but usually the veggies and protein carry over into the next day. But I'm going to do that just so that I can, kind of show you what we go through and what we do on a weekly basis, and then how we go through food prep. Now, right now I'm working at home a lot, so it's a blessing. But when I am at the office on a regular basis, we try to do some kind of food prep. I try to do some food prep on Sunday. Typically, I do this at the same time while my wife is making dinner on Sunday. So I could be out cooking up a couple pounds of chicken thighs on the smoker. She's inside cooking dinner. We both conclude at the same time. I know that we've got lunch now for the both of us for 3 days without the leftovers. It's just prepped. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are going to be accounted for, and we got dinner. So that's going to allow me to have a couple extra meals within that time frame, or my wife. Or just a mixed match of protein options with vegetables, which is always nice so you don't get burnt out. But there's different ways to apply this, folks. You can do keto and eat a healthy lifestyle balance if that works for you. If you're like, Adrian, I've found out that if I remove carbohydrates all the way from my diet for the most part, balance proteins and fats in order to stay in a state of ketosis, like, I feel good, I begin to look good, and I can apply this to my life. If that's you, do it. The only problem I see with keto is that people get great results because they drop all the glycogen weight from their muscles, right? And as they do that, their body needs to begin to, of course, utilize body fat as energy. And so they do get leaner. But then the moment that they start to reintroduce carbohydrates in a higher quantity to their diet, the glycogen comes back in, which makes them put on about 6 to 8 pounds in itself, just because their musculature gets full of sugars and or carbohydrates. And then once they're in a surplus there, they immediately start to pack back on the pounds. So anything that's too drastic, I'm going to skew you from. This diet here of eat meats and veggies, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, no sugar. Again, you can eat till you're satisfied, but just eat real food. Think about the food that God created naturally. You should be able to hunt it. You should be able to grow it. You should be able to pull it from a tree, pull it from a vine, go clean it, and do your thing. And again, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not always perfect. People watch me post things to social media, Instagram. It's okay to have bread. It's okay to have bagels. It's okay to do these things. But begin to understand that the less processed food that you eat, the more you can eat. What I mean of that is that I can eat a huge salad with 5 handfuls of spinach, tomatoes, some onions, as much protein as I need and or want. I'm pretty picky about the salad dressing that I'll eat because, of course, there's a lot of negative and nasty oils that are going to be present within most of those salad dressings. So we try to be particular about those. But for the most part, folks, it's eating healthy is the best way for like someone like me who likes to eat a lot. I'm an eater. I enjoy food. I love food. Eating clean is my save all. And when I have to go back to eating processed food, I feel like I don't get to eat as much because it's more calorically dense. The processed food sits differently on my body. I utilize it different for fuel. So for me to feel good, to look good and feel good, I got to eat real food. And I love it. And I've grown to love vegetables more and more through my adult life. And everybody can. You got to learn how to prepare them. You got to smoke them. You got to grill them. You got to char them. You got to do different things to experiment what you like. Be mindful of the oils that you cook with. Avoid vegetable oils when possible. Avoid high-level industrial cooking oils. Eat at home as much as you can. But listen, I wanted to offer you this opportunity to listen to me rant and rumble a little bit, not about quantitative eating structures and strategies on how to look as lean as possible and as diced and as jacked as possible, but to simply consider the fact that you are what you eat, and you are who you surround yourself with, and you are everything that you consume, from the music to the people to the conversations to the movies to the shows. If you start to be more diligent about tracking these things and doing inventory on them, Maybe you need to cut some friends from your friend group. Maybe you need to find a new group of friends. Maybe you need to think about where you shop and how you shop and what you eat and what you have in your house and what you allow to be in your house. Adrian, I'm a binge eater. I binge eat all the time. Well, don't have those foods that you binge eat in your house. Allow them there one night a week. Go to town on them. And if you don't eat them all that night, they need to go in the trash. They need to go somewhere to someone else's house as a donation or whatever it is. We do it all the time, folks. Hey, we're having a cheat night on Saturday night. We're going hard on ice cream and cookies or ice cream and donuts or donuts and whatever. Tomorrow they're making it to, they're making it to church on Sunday. Somebody gonna have these calories. Some of them campus students eat tear these donuts up, but they're not staying in our house. And over time, you'll start to understand there's more of a balanced approach that you can take. You don't always have to be so drastic, but there's a point in understanding you need to guard your heart, guard your mind, guard your emotions so that you can actually be in a place to succeed. Look, I'm gonna cut this episode off here. I've hit my 30-minute mark, which is usually about the sweet spot for me in regards to lecture. I'll feel exhausted after this. I'm going to be teaching a level one seminar this weekend in Riverton, Utah, where I'll give them a nutrition lecture and talk about all good things CrossFit, which I'm very excited about, but I want to drop it to you guys. At True Fitness, we do nutrition coaching. And if you think you're out there and you've tried to make change after change after change, or you've lost weight several times, and then you finally get back to the same settling weight that you've been at most of your adult life, and you haven't had success, I'm here to tell you that we're in the business of changing people, and it's not just through the food that you eat. It's changing your mind, changing your relationship with food. It's doing it slowly. It's doing it right. And it's not about binge dieting. It's not about reducing calories very quickly so that there's a faster bounce back. It's about doing it in a steady process. And if you've got questions or if you've got things that you need help with or trying to navigate yourself, if you're looking for a good coach, we got you covered. So please reach out. You can email us at info@truefitness.com. You can reach out to me at @AdrianConway_ on Instagram or on Twitter. And of course, you can always just email me directly with your questions, whether it's about coaching, one-to-one coaching, nutrition coaching, or if I can just help you explore anything that you hear me regularly talk about on this podcast. It's Adrian@TTRUFitness.com. Adrian@TTRUTrueFitness.com. Thanks for tuning into this episode, guys. And remember, you know, you are what you consume. Be wise about it. If we're wise about it, we're strategic about it, I'm very confident we'll all keep rising. See you guys next time.